Episode 1380, A Kind Heart.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. It is Sweet Spirit Inspiration, and it is a time of reflection for you. A kind heart. Where is your heart today? Maybe we don't stop really long enough to think about it, but today, I want your reflection to be on your heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when life is wrapped up in the wrongdoings and shortcomings, nothing is good enough. Turn your day around with a kind heart. Nothing turns into something. Good becomes great. Falls become learned lessons. As much as that sounds good, how much of it is put into practice in your life? This is an honest reflection today. A kind heart. It's easier said than done, isn't it? However, your life can make a drastic turn for something much greater. American short story writer Washington Irving said this, "A kind heart is a fountain of gladness, making everything in its vicinity freshen into smiles." Where do you need smiles in your life? It's a really different way to look at things. Life is hard. Tough decisions are made daily, some even critical. Well, tonight, as I'm actually recording this to you, it's a late recording, as you're going to be listening to it right now, today. But I was watching the Ohio State versus Purdue football game, and I was taken back by a young man, Tyler Trent, a young man battling terminal cancer. You could go into the why questions and wonder how such a young boy at the age of 15 diagnosed with cancer. Why could he get such a terrible disease? Why this young man who has a life full ahead of him. And yet today, he's battling his third round. It's unfair. But when you listen to his heart, it's full of kindness and compassion, a love for life, a zest for it, even in the toughest days. It was a great game. I'm sure it would have been a great game regardless if I knew the story of Tyler. But as I sat there and listened to the commentators, as I listened to the ones that were on the sidelines down on the field, they too were overcome by the strength of such a young man. A young man that when he was diagnosed at the age of 15, first diagnosed with terminal cancer, he decided to enter last year as a freshman at Purdue University. And he became Boilermaker strong, a fanatic, so to speak. And the team made him team captain, honorary team captain, there at Purdue. As you listen to his story, you couldn't help but wonder, you know, why wouldn't he be bitter? Why wouldn't he be mad and angry? But no, he wasn't. There was something much more to this young man. A kindness. All of us are fighting battles, some that tear us up like cancer and threaten our lives, and others are battles that have consequences, just not so drastic. When life seems to hurl struggles and battles, wars and enemies directly at you, live with a kind heart. Be kind. God reminds us to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. That's in Ephesians 4:32. Now, the honest reflection is this. Are you carrying around baggage that needs to be discarded? We think back as to we want to do things in life. We have dreams. You're caring for a family. You have a spouse. You have responsibilities in life. And we try to go about these activities, but something always seems to get in the way. The baggage. What we drag with us day to day. Some days it's heavier than other days. Some days it really feels like it's the weight of the world on our shoulders. And other days it feels as light and airy as a little feather. But the honest reflection here for you is, are you carrying around baggage that needs to be gotten rid of? You need to throw it away. Who do you need to forgive? You cannot move forward in life when you're dragging baggage with you. When we have a bitter heart, it eats at us. Sometimes we don't even know that it's really eating at us. And we make decisions based on a bitter heart. But a kind heart changes the world, impacts it. Live, love, impact. You're on a mission. But if your baggage is getting in the way, how can you accomplish that mission that God has sent you on? Sometimes our own dreams are lost because of our own baggage. What do you need to move away from so you can move toward what God is showing you? Proverbs 3:3 says this, "Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart." What is written on your heart today? As I watched Tyler speak to the ESPN commentator, and this whole football game was being aired on ABC, but it was, of course, with the ESPN crew, you could see his heart filled with kindness and compassion. He has every right to be angry at the world. Think about it. This young man has fought terminal cancer now 3 times. And they weren't even sure if he could make it and show up for the football game. But he made it. Some would even say that he has a right to even be mad at God. He has every right to say, "God, why me?" But when he spoke, he didn't carry that burden with him. There was something more, a kind heart. Tyler Trent thrust in the spotlight because of something he never asked for, yet consumed with hope, kindness, and compassion. What's written on your heart today? Are you carrying around baggage that you need to let go of? Are you tired of looking in the mirror and seeing what you see, but all you do is harp on yourself and you just keep dragging around why you're in the circumstances that you are instead of saying, "You know what? I'm going to love myself right now. I may not like where I'm standing or what I see, but I know tomorrow will be a new day and the next day and the next day." Maybe you're holding a grudge against your spouse for whatever reason. Easy to do, I know. I've done it myself. But you see, grudges begin to pile up on top of each other. What good does that bring but bitterness? And that's not any good. A kind heart. What is yours wrapped up in today? What is written on your heart? Maybe you're having troubles with an addiction. Maybe you're having troubles with a child. Maybe you're struggling with what to do next with your career, whether to go back out into the workforce or continue to stay home. Maybe you don't know what retirement looks like. And you're having to make some difficult, challenging financial decisions. We don't know what tomorrow will bring, but God asks us to wear a kind heart today. So I'm asking you on this reflection day, and I'm asking myself, Ask God to reveal the areas where your heart is decaying. And then ask for His strength to remove it and replace it with kindness. Mark Twain said this, "Kindness is a language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see." We are all affected by kindness. You want to choose kindness for the right reasons. So when your days seem longer than they should be, when you're upset for you don't even know what reason why you're upset, why your tone changes, why you're reacting the way you do to your children, why you're typing a text out of anger instead of kindness, stop for a moment and remind yourself. Choose kindness today. Choose to have a kind heart, your beacon of light. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.